Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
It's almost halfway through 2016.
I know, dude. It's like, what are we doing
what
with
are
ourselves
we doing,
here?
Man?
It's, and the thing is with time, the crazy thing about time is it always speeds up. It never slows down. It's just constantly starting to pass quicker and quicker and quicker. And every once in a while, for a brief second, it will slow down.
Time waits for no man.
For a brief second, it will slow down, but usually that's because something bad's about to happen. So it's almost something you don't even really want, you know. But yeah, it's a fucking trip, man. And it's like to the point now where a lot of people's grandparents are starting to go, and it's like, fuck, dude, our parents, my mom, she's not in good health right now, and it's like they're next, and once they're gone, it's on to us, man. It's fucking our turn at that point. We're next in line.
Doo-doo.
God damn. You remember when it was like we were, it just feels like so recently that was like we were always the young people doing everything, you know? Like when we were in our teens, even early 20s.
We were the 90s kids, the 90s and early 2000 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And you can tell because like the age we're getting, like it's the demographics in the country. Like our country now, I think the average age is like 34 or 35 years old. So it's definitely not that much. But, and you know, and now that we get closer to it, it's just like, fuck, dude, it's right there. And now we're not even that young people doing anything really, you know? Except for maybe me at yoga the other day. I might have been.
Oh, I'm so fucking jealous that you got to go to yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had time to do shit.
Yeah. It's it's fucking interesting, man. It's fucking interesting. You're like taken to, if you really get into it and you know you get into the mindset and all that shit, you're like taken to a different planet for that hour that you're in there. You know, you can be like in the Himalayan mountains somewhere studying where Ace Ventura was with all the monks. And when he finally found his sanctity. Yeah. I mean, that's you, if they have the right music playing and shit, you know, they do bing, you like the nice gentle bong hits, not like the vicious on fire and ravenous bong hits that I like to take, you know, very much different. So,
well, give me a second, Slim. We can't forget about our listeners. Welcome to An Earful in the Emerald City.
I almost did.
Show number 31. And you are listening right now. So, welcome to the program. Show number 31. Did you think that we would make it this far? We've been doing this for over half a year now.
Mm-hmm. Half a year, yeah. Let's toot our horn here for a minute, all right? Because we don't get the chance to do this enough. Yeah, no, more than a half a year, man. I mean, like I was telling you earlier, I'm impressed that we're still at it. I'm impressed that there's still people that are actually listening to us.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm just impressed that if this was a job, this would be like the fourth longest job I've held in my career. So it's quite the accomplishment for me. Actually, I'm almost to the podium at this point. You know, a couple more months, and I might even be in the silver medal position. So, but yeah, it's been good though. Thanks you guys for joining us. Like he said, we've been doing this new thing. We've been trying to keep it a little tight. You know, make these episodes a little bit easier for you guys to digest, easier for you to listen into. And sometimes I'm sure you're like us. You got a busy fucking life, okay?
Yeah,
you don't got a lot of extra time to spare.
We know that you got shit to do.
Yeah, so we understand that, and we're trying to keep it tight and keep it fresh. And, you know, we understand a lot of times, people, you're listening to a podcast, you're driving down the road. You're at the gym. You know, you're doing something. You're maybe cleaning around the house. I mean, you're doing something where you got a little bit of extra time. You can at least listen in. And so, you know, we're trying to get it in that 45 to an hour time range there. So now that I've burned like 5 minutes talking about time, what's going on with you, Big Daddy?
Not a lot, man.
You've been busy. You've been running low on time, man, lately.
I've been busy trying to find a new place to live, because if you haven't heard a couple episodes ago, I am newly single. So, ladies, you know, if you if you like the Barry White type, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here, and they call me Akeem from Coming to America.
Oh my God, dude! We were talking.
I am looking for my son Akeem. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, just looking for a new job. You know, I work. I'm sorry. Looking for a new place to live. I work two jobs, and I'm
you're gonna be looking for a new job soon here.
And
what? If anybody listens to this,
yeah. working two jobs, trying to find a new place to live, and doing this, and trying to make time for this this prick over here. So
I know it's hard to convince people to cut out a little sliver of time for you, especially when you're big of a jerk off as I am.
What about you?
Dude, I fucking, oh my God, man, I had this last weekend, I had another bachelor party, another bachelor party go to, you know, I didn't get invited to a wedding for like 2 years, okay? I hit my social low, what felt like my social low of love, you know, and in my social standing, and this year has just been a fucking wedding and bachelor party bonanza so far, so... But no, we took another trip down to Portland, man, and the fucking, I probably said it before, but I'm going to say it again. The bachelor party is the biggest fucking shit show around, man. It's the biggest shit show around. If there was ever a venue for competitive drug use, it's the bachelor party, all right? I mean, if you have friends like mine who are just a bunch of competitive assholes, it doesn't matter what you're doing with these fucks, all right? They want to beat you. They want to one-up you. They want to see you at your bet, and they want to raise you one more. I mean, it's fucking insane, dude. It's insane how these guys just go for it. But it was fun, man. Nice, tight-knit group of friends. You know, the kind of guys you just fucking do crazy shit, and it's like, hey, you know, yeah, this is... Obviously, we're keeping this between just a couple of us that are here. You know, everybody understands the situation and what's going on, but we took the train down there too. That was kind of fun. That's a perfect place for you to get drunk and be mildly obscene in front of a large number of people and actually get away with it. I don't know. Do you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I used to watch that. On HBO. I haven't seen it lately, though.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't even know if they're recording new episodes, but you ever see the episode about the Chat and Cut?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm a big fan of Curbed, and that was a really good episode. He's talking about Chat and Cut, people that just jump in the line, try to start chatting with you, and then they're in the line, and they're just just sliding in on you. Well, me and my fucking buddies, I guess that's how they do it at the train station, but we pulled off the biggest... Chat and Cut of the century. All right. Of the century. We walked in. We were running a little late for our train. You don't have to show up that early because security is pretty lax at these things, surprisingly. Like, honestly, I probably could have brought a couple pistols if I wanted to. I don't think anybody would have found out. You don't even go through a metal detector, no nothing. So, but, so for all you crazies out there, you want to make something happen?
Thanks for the heads up. I'll remember that next time when. I gotta
when you're on the brink of disaster.
Well, when I have a hit contract,
yeah,
that's what I do.
Yeah,
it's my second job. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, go ahead.
Getting a second job. Yeah. No, dude. We walked in, and like three or four of our buddies are at the front of the line, and they ask you. They say, "Who all you with? How many of you there are?" And so they're like, "Well, there's like 14 of us." So she's like, "Okay." So we walk in right at the front of the line. We see the line. Line's long as fuck. All right, it's probably 100 people deep. And we're like, oh shit, we're starting to head to the back. They start yelling at us from across the station. And they're like, hey, 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 come on, come on, guys, get over here, quick. Come on, we're going right now, we're going right now. We end up walking straight in and cutting in front of an entire fucking line of like 100 people, dude. I was almost embarrassed because I was like looking at these people as we were going by them, and they were probably like what the fuck? Look at these fucking assholes, and they're all cutting right in front of us. These are guys are a bunch of jackoffs.
Did you show them the VIP? The VIP cards? The VIP passes?
No.
You didn't have VIP passes?
No.
Oh, but, shit.
Hey, they were calling for us, man, though, you know, and you know me, I'm one of the people, all right?
You're one of the people.
I give the people what they want, you know?
Shit.
If they want it and they're going to call for it, I feel I have to give it to them, so. But no, that was fun time, man. Fucking A, dude. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a rowdy summer. You got any summer wedding plans or anything?
Oh, no, not since I'm single now, because my ex-girlfriend had all the friends who were getting married.
Oh, yeah, so, that's true.
And all my friends who I've made here aren't getting married anytime soon. They're like me, single with no kids, just trying to fucking make it with what they want to do with their lives.
Yeah.
So, no weddings for me. Yeah. Unless you want to invite me to one and just have the token black friend with you.
I think they got security covered pretty well, actually, at this place, the place that we're going. So
you're fucked, you man. Screw you.
It's gonna be tighter than it is at the train station. Oh, man. That's for sure.
Speaking of, I was talking about places to live.
Mm-hmm.
There was a survey on I saw on King 5 News,
mm-hmm,
about. I didn't talk to you about this. This just popped in my head, and I figured that this is something that we can talk about since we're in that generation. Ages 18 to 34, the millennials,
mm-hmm,
the majority of them still live at home with their parents. And a lot of that has to do with high cost of living, still recovering from the Great Recession back in 08. Unemployment, trying to find a job, etc.
Mm-hmm.
They're single with no kids, so some of it has to do with not wanting to get married until they are well established. So,
yeah, well, it's just kind of a sign of the times, you know. It's like people are waiting to do stuff until they're a lot older these days. Like, yeah, I'm 30 years old right now. I mean, people who are our parents' age, most of them had like 3 kids by the time they were 30 years old. And, you know, the oldest kid was like fucking 7 or something. I mean, people just don't do it like that anymore. And I think, like you brought up the recession, and I definitely think that's a part of it. I mean, obviously with people living at home, that's certainly a part of that. But another thing too is all these kids who are coming out of college and they got a fucking shit ton of debt. They got a shit ton of debt. I mean, you got to make a $400 or $500 payment each month. You know, that hinders people from moving out big time. You know, especially, I mean, you were telling me some of the places you were looking at are in that, you know, $500 to $700 range. And it's like, shit, if that's almost a rent payment, they're not going, yeah, they ain't going anywhere. They ain't going to make that.
Yeah, that's why I got 2 jobs, man.
Yeah, especially with some entry level shit. Exactly. Yeah. So.
And the place I'm looking at Friday to look at, to live in August, has 5 other people living there.
Mm-hmm.
5 other people. 5 young professionals like me.
Yeah. It's a packed house, man. It's fucking nutty, man. It's fucking nutty. My buddies, they just went to a birthday party. A couple of my friends went out of town and went to a birthday party down in San Francisco. And they were talking about that city, and that city is even fucking crazier than this city. Okay. It's like you can't find any house in the city, a condo, even a 1,000 square foot condo, and you're looking at like $1 million for a fucking condo, dude. I mean, my mama has a condo, and you know, it's not bad, but it's essentially a glorified apartment. I mean, that's all it is. You know, there's tons of people around. You got sketchy neighbors who you don't know what the fuck they're up to and shit. And you're going to pay $1 million in San Francisco just to get that. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's because people are flocking to these cities and, you know, there's some good paying jobs, but it's fucking insane, man. I don't even know. That city I don't even know if I can ever visit San Francisco, you know, now with the way prices have appreciated down there.
I think this is just for liberal cities because, you know, I talk about Texas a lot, but I will say this about Texas. A lot of the adults in our age range, 18 to 34, down in the South, they are the complete opposite of this. They don't live home. They don't live with their parents. They're married. They have kids. It's normal for a 17, 18-year-old to get married right out of high school and have her first child.
Mm-hmm.
Or have their first child. That's completely norm. That's the norm down there. Whereas up here in the Pacific Northwest, where it's very liberal, you don't see a lot of that. You don't.
Yeah. Well, they're holding on to those traditional values.
Yeah.
You know, like racism.
No. They got cotton picking hands down there.
Oh, man. Oh God! I don't want to get you started on that.
Oh man, there was a news package about a former Seattle Supersonics player. You might have seen it. It was on King Five's magazine show, Evening Magazine, and at the beginning of the news pack, at the beginning of the story package, he said that he had cotton picking hands. He's an African American, and I just looked at the person I was watching this with at my house, and I was like, "What the fuck did he just say? You can't say that."
Hey, you know what? He's having some fun with it, man. Come on,
cotton,
you know?
Picking, and then it dissolves into him walking into a cotton field picking cotton. And I'm just like, oh no!
It dissolved. Oh, see, they're going the whole way. See, that's a great joke right there, man. That's a great joke right there.
Oh no, you don't joke around like that.
Why not? Why not? It's that. That's what comedy is, man.
It wasn't supposed to be comedy. God damn it!
You may not think that, but who knows what they're thinking?
I mean, back to millennials living at home with their parents. I feel like if you're going to college, if you are working somewhere, but working somewhere until something better comes up, or you're working somewhere that you want to be at, but you're not making the money yet, fine, go ahead. I mean, no one's judging you.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
it's totally fine to still live with your parents. And I also read there are, the parents don't make enough money by themselves to live where they're at. So the son and daughter, they move back in and they help out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you got those situations that can work out well for everybody for sure. But, you know. Did I hear you say 18-year-olds? Are they technically considered millennials at this point? People who are 18?
Yeah, that's what the survey said.
Okay. Yeah.
18 to 34.
See, that's just weird. I mean, I'm 30 and I consider myself a millennial. And, you know, I know there's people my age that are still living with their parents and it's like they work and stuff. And I don't really understand that, to be honest. I don't really understand that. My work career, like I just alluded to earlier, has been spotty, and yet I haven't lived with my mom in like 5 years, dude. I haven't lived with her for like 5 fucking years. I live in a place by myself right now. I live in all by myself in a one bedroom. I mean, I'm getting a good deal, but it's like if you have a job, I know people that have a job, they work, they have a decent wage at their job that they are constantly working, and they still live with their parents. It's like, I don't know, guys. I mean, at some point you gotta step away there.
But do you know their situation?
Well, yeah, I know one of their situations is they're, you know, well, this is what you get told. You get told that, oh yeah, you know, I'm trying to save up for a house, you know, because that's like a glorious reason for moving in with your parents. You know, it's like, oh yeah, no, I'm not just doing this because I'm broke. No, that's not what it is. I'm doing this because I'm going to better myself someday. You know, it's like it's like they're trying to justify taking essentially a step back. You know, and I understand for the younger crowd who you got out of college. You know, you're doing your thing. You got a job that's not really paying anything at this point, and you got that debt. I understand. You know, hang out at home for a couple more years. You know, there's no big deal. But once you make that transition, make sure you make it, you know, and make it for good, because you know that's our goal in life. Okay, is just to constantly strive to do just a little bit better. You know, just do a little bit better than you are now. You're trying to do a little bit better, and then once you get there, then you try to do a little bit better than that. You know, and you keep that going, and that's all you can do is just try to slowly make that progress. You know, and keep building it up. I mean, I look at people, and I've been thinking about kids a lot lately. Now that I'm in my 30s, I mean, I'm not in a rush or anything. It's just my mood and my mentality I have about it has kind of been changing recently, and it almost feels like it's something that I don't even have control over. You know, I just kind of see it happening as it goes. But I've been thinking about a kid, a dog, something like that. You know, but the kid, it's just like I just don't know if I'm ready to buy an iPad. You know. I just don't know if I'm ready to make a commitment like that. You know, I mean, the base model is like $500, dude.
You have to get laid. That's to true. Have a kid.
That is,
and you
that
have is a good to make, point.
I didn't think of that.
You have to save money to get an iPad, which you suck at.
Yeah, and that's the difference in generations, though, man. I mean, it's crazy that technically millennials, 18-year-olds are millennials, because I'm a millennial, but we're a pretty big generation. And what a lot of people don't know is that there is actually more millennials than there are baby boomers at this point. And as the baby boomers get older, that difference in numbers is going to change, and it's going to change in the millennials' favor. You know, that margin is going to be a lot bigger. So, I don't know, man. I mean, there's going to be some crazy shifts pretty soon here in the next like 10 years, just because of demographics alone, you know? So it's going to be interesting how it all plays out. We'll see if the social justice warriors spare.
Oh, here we go.
Spare any of us racist bigots like myself, you know. See,
you are a racist son of a bitch. I don't know why.
I just get crucified or burned.
You know what he calls me, ladies and gentlemen? You know what he calls me? He calls me jive turkey.
This son of a bitch. I call everybody a jive turkey. No. Working their ass off. That is a jive turkey. You're fucking busting your ass, man. Showing up for the man every day.
Jive turkey.
I call all my buddies who are working like their asses off jive turkeys. I love that fucking line, man. I'm never giving that one up.
Hey, good to get day.
At least I didn't tell you it's been a coon's age since I seen you, you know?
Call me Clarence.
Oh, come on. That was fun. That was fun.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, I don't know. It's, you just got to try to, like I said, you just got to keep trying to climb that ladder of success in life, you know, try to do better for yourself. And with the millennials, I think even though there's more of them than the boomers, I think the next generation we see is going to be, the number is going to be a lot lower. I think there's a lot of people who are having less kids and are a lot of people who are just saying, you know what, I don't even know if we can afford having a kid or if we even want to do this. So let's just say no and maybe be a little selfish for the rest of our lives. So the numbers are going to just keep on shifting like that. And I don't know, maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just how I think. But it seems like the smart people I know and the considerate thinkers are really second guessing being parents these days. You know, I mean, you get the people who have been together forever and they got to do something to keep their marriage, you know, fresh and new and
role play
and keep the excitement. So, you know, bring a child into this world.
Do you need a checkup?
No, I don't know, man. Hopefully we, like I said, I'm it's going to get to the point where I don't even know, man. I don't even know. You're going to have the baby boomers. They're going to be dropping off, which is kind of a good thing because some of those old washed up mentalities need to go away. But I don't know. He just, I come back to the parenting thing, and it's like, I see people around me, and it's like, it's one of those things where you want to do better than your parents did. You know, you want to do better than the your parents did before you. And it's like, I think we've almost at a point where I don't know, man. I don't know if we can keep doing better. You know, maybe these things that we do that we think are better, maybe we're just distracting ourselves or fucking worrying about shit that doesn't really matter while Donald Trump's about to take over the world. Who knows, man?
I don't believe he's still in it.
It's like, it's gonna be a fucking close election, man. It's gonna be a barn burner. And it's and you know, it's gonna come down to the wire. I mean that's why I miss Bernie, man, is I feel like he had a way better shot at getting Trump. I think old crazy white guy versus old crazy white guy, I think straight up everybody's gonna not pick the Trump crazy white guy.
Yeah, because Sanders is an old crazy white guy then. It makes goddamn sense.
I still can't believe how well Trump is doing after he said a long time ago, it's probably like 10 years ago, it's probably been a while, but he even said if he was ever going to run for president, that he would run as a Republican because Republican voters are much more stupid. That was his, like, and that was before he was trying to make a media presence, you know, before he was a TV reality celebrity and all that stuff. He was just saying it just because that's how he thought, that's what he thought, that's how he felt. And you know, it's funny how even with the internet now, it's like people still can find a way to forget about shit like that, even though all you gotta do is speak to your phone and it'll bring a clip of whatever you want to see up immediately. So I've been speaking of which, I've been using the fuck out of Google, man. I love doing that shit, dude. You just ask it anything and it just instantly has the answer for whatever query you have for it. I mean, it's that is why I feel like we might be on the cusp of something big here, you know. We might be at a precipice.
Speaking of inventions, mm-hmm. inventions, I told you about this before the show. Mm-hmm. There is a plate that this company made, and you put, like, for instance, say if you put lasagna on there,
mm-hmm.
this plate will absorb the stuff that has the calories, the stuff that has the fat. It could absorb up to 150 grams of calories and 15 grams of fat.
So what happens once it absorbs this? Do you still end up eating it?
Yeah, it may taste like cardboard, but I mean, you can eat it.
That's interesting. I've had friends in the past who have seen, and I still don't know how I feel about this. I had those people who, they eat the pizza, you know, they get the Domino's pizza or whatever, and they get it, and they get the napkin, and they dab the pizza down with the napkin.
I've seen people do that to
soak up, you know, some of that grease and all that stuff there. And I don't know how to feel about these people. Are these people, you know, are they trying to be health conscious while eating shitty food? Or are they fucking traitors? And do they need to be stopped?
They're party poopers. That's what they are. Those are the type of people I do not want to party with. Pizza is fucking life. Pizza is fucking life. You don't get a paper towel, you don't get a napkin, and you just fucking, oh, let's just fucking dab the pizza. Let's fucking dab that pepperoni. Fucking dab that cheese. Oh, shut the fuck up. Seriously? Why the fuck would you do that to a nice, greasy, fatty pizza like that? Why? Go buy some frozen vegan pizza or something. But don't waste Domino's pizza time. Don't waste Pizza Hut's time. Don't waste any local pizza parlor's time here. Okay? Or you can just buy that plate that absorbs the shit that you want to take off. And it's going to be running for $90.
Okay, so it's the plate itself, yeah. Yeah, I just don't know how to feel about those people. It's just that it's when you see him dabbing it like that, it's just like the most prissy thing that somebody could ever do. Like, I guess I'll eat the same food as you peasants, but I will not eat it in the same manner as you.
Oh yeah, I'm better than you. I'm better than you. I'm better than you.
I still know how to have fun and eat my pizza, but I'm gonna do it in a more health conscious manner.
Yeah, yeah, and I drink beer with a straw. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I'm better than you. Shit.
Yeah, it's good for your teeth, all right? Your teeth don't get stained as easily. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's one of those pizza, if you're going to fucking go for it, like you said, just go for it, all right? Just give in to gluttony and try not to eat the whole damn thing, you know, because that's selfish. So
I'm trying to get the GMO off.
The GMOs. Oh, my God. That's pretty funny. Dude, I think I've told you this before, but I'll say it again. The one thing, I traveled to Europe recently, and the one thing I took away from that trip, out of all the things that I learned about myself and about culture and all that shit in general, is no matter where you go, no matter who you are, and no matter what you do, everybody likes pizza. Everybody likes pizza. And, you know, I was talking to you about it earlier. It's like, I don't know who deserves the credit exactly. I guess it's the Guidos that originally started it. The Italians, you know, but Guidos,
you're a racist prick.
But I don't know. I feel like we took this one and ran with it, though, you know, and showed them how it's done.
Okay. When I look at the situation of who gets credit for pizza, I look at what Vince McMahon did to professional wrestling. So wrestling was, you know, it used to be a respectable sport and well, it still is at some point. I'm a big wrestling fan.
When you were 12
Shut up. Now, you know, people actually used to go to wrestling events, and you know, it used to get covered in newspapers and in sports media. And then this young ambitious guy named Vince McMahon came and said, "Hey, this is sports entertainment," and he made a lot of money off of it. New York and Chicago. They looked at pizza and they said, "We're going to take one slice and make it one meal."
Seriously, dude. No joke. I know, but I mean, that's the thing, though. I got to give them credit on that, though, is, yeah, you're right. It is. You get one piece, and if it's loaded up with all the toppings, if you're a reasonable person, you can be like, "All right, I think that was enough to hold me over at least for a couple hours." You know?
But one slice for $8.
Yeah, no, well, yeah. The New York, they got the big one, they got the big pieces, and then you got Chicago, who their pizza just tastes like lasagna. You know, it's like so thick sometimes, it's like you're eating fucking lasagna with a little bit more bread in it. But yeah, I think I'm gonna say we get the edge on this one, man. I'm gonna say we get the edge, 51-49, as far as who gets the credit, you know. I think we do. I think we've just taken it to a whole other level. You know, they started it, and we said, "That's good, guys, but we'll show you great here, all right? We'll show you great." Have you ever seen a fucking Domino's pizza with a crust that tastes like a goddamn breadstick? I mean, Jesus Christ. But then again, you got the Little Caesars. This is
don't get me started on some Little Caesars.
The dirty,
the cardboard pizza.
God damn.
Shit, $5 hot and ready. Oh, and if you're not doing anything the last weekend of August, the reason we got into pizza is there is a pizza crawl. There's pub crawls. But there's a pizza crawl. It's going to be in Capitol Hill. It's going to be all day that Saturday. Check it out, because pizza is fucking life.
What percentage of the people at the crawl are going to be on Rascal scooters?
I just want to see someone dress up as Michelangelo.
Oh, man. I was telling you, I think it's going to be somebody's going to do the pizza rat. You know, somebody's going to do the pizza rat. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's honestly kind of a lame video, to be honest, but it's only like 15 seconds long. So, you know, check it out. But yeah, there's this fucking this rat in New York found this piece of pizza. It's like bigger than his whole fucking body. And he's carrying it around trying to get a nice little lunch out of it fucking later in the day. So somebody will come as pizza rat. Yeah, there'll be some Ninja Turtles. Who else is a big fan of fucking pizza. I mean, there's been all kinds of characters who are into that shit. But hey, like I said, it's almost like a language. Pizza is almost like a language. You know, it's like internationally spoken. Everybody can get on board with it. Everybody understands. Although I don't know about Asia. I'm not sure about Asia. What do you think? Do they embrace the pizza over there? I've never been.
No, I think they embrace. That's a good question, Asia. What?
I mean, I know a lot of Asian Americans, and they have no problem with pizza at all.
What countries are in Asia again?
You got the big boys. You got China.
Probably Indian, Chinese, and Thai food.
Mm-hmm. I bet Indian people like pizza, you know, because they kind of do. They're big on the bread. You know, they got the big flat bread and
the
sauces pizza, and stuff like that.
Pizza on naan bread.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Maybe
I bet that's dope.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe. God damn it! Now I think about this. Maybe that's what's up with North Korea, man. Maybe there's no fucking pizza in North Korea, and that's why they're so out of touch with the rest of the world. What if that's what the peace process needed at this point was...
no pun intended.
The pizza process. Yeah, what if that's what they needed? They needed Domino's to fucking launch an offensive against the North Korean peninsula and make them see the light. Because I think without pizza, I think there's no hope. I don't know.
Pizza... I feel like pizza is besides buffalo wings, because fucking everyone loves buffalo wings, but pizza, it's that food that brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. You're in an argument with your best friend, your wife, your girlfriend, and then you're like, fuck it, let's order some Pizza Hut and Netflix and chill.
I don't even know what we're fighting about.
You're out with Lisa last night. Hey, I'm gonna buy Pizza Hut. Okay, I'll shut up.
Listen, we'll do all veggie like you like it. Okay,
yeah.
we'll do an all veggie one. All right. No, it is, man. And when I was in Europe, dude, at night, any time of the day, the pizza places were open in the morning. They were open at fucking 4 o'clock at night when all the drunks came through. Any time of the day, man, they're always fucking available. It's an international language. Let me ask you this. Let me pose a very difficult question to you.
Shoot.
Mr. O'Neill.
Shoot.
If you had to choose one or the other to be able to eat for the rest of your life, would you go with pizza or burritos?
What's in the burrito?
It's a burrito. You can get anything you want on it. You can get anything you want, and you can get any kind of pizza you want too. But you only get one of the two categories.
Is it a slice of pizza or just a?
No, you can eat as much as you fucking want. You can eat as many burritos as you want too. But you can have whatever ingredients. But you only get one of those two.
Oh man, I would have to pick a burrito, dude.
Oh man, went with the burrito, dude. You know what? Because
every time I think burritos and I think of Chipotle, I'm like Chipotle.
Your mouth just starts salivating.
Chipotle is fucking. You know, I had some Panera Bread that my job catered to
mm-hmm.
for lunch, but now since you brought up fucking Chipotle, I may head over there,
make a switch
after, and save that, because Panera Bread's good too. Panera Bread is actually surprisingly, people, not a lot of people know this, but they did this test last year to see which was the most healthiest and unhealthiest restaurants, and Panera Bread and Chipotle were some of the healthiest like takeout food.
Yeah. Yeah. Minus that holy coal, I think, but yeah, no, they're great. I love them. They're great. No, I would, I'd go the same route as you. I'd have to go with the burrito. Yeah.
And just the Texas part of me, man.
Yeah. Just because, you know, with the burrito, you don't have to, you know, dab all the grease off of it all the time when you eat it, you know? Yeah, that's a tough one though. The burrito, I don't know. The burrito is so delicious, but I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, is a Chipotle? I guess you're right. I guess it is somewhat healthy. I think if you go with the bowl, which is what I've been doing recently, you know, no tortilla. I think that it takes away some of the calories. You know,
you see, man,
and it's gluten free. I think
I
don't know. I'm just made that.
No, man, I've been wanting to do the salad bowl too, but I just. It's too fucking tempting to minus that flour tortilla. It's like, I'm just like, oh, all of it just wrapped up. But yeah. I do put,
it's a better delivery system. No question.
Yeah. And, but I don't put any cheese or sour cream on the burrito anymore. I'm actually starting to cut out dairy, which is hard for me. Cause I, one of the jobs I have to drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, I've cut down to one cup a day, but coffee is obviously dairy. But I'm trying real hard. But I'm sitting in front of a computer, and I'm just bam, coffee machine.
Yeah, that's, well, the thing with the cheese at Chipotle too is you got to watch those guys, because a lot of times they'll put a big clump of it on there, and it doesn't fucking melt at all. You know, it doesn't do anything. It like coagulates into this big ball, and it's just kind of. I don't know.
I don't put cheese on there. I don't put cheese on there anymore.
Cheese is kind of suspect.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say something to convince you to come to the bowl side, and that's I think you definitely get more when you ask for a bowl. Like, they give you some fucking heaping scoops.
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit if I get more.
Oh, yeah. Don't fucking lie to me, pal.
Well, you know, I've been trying to lose weight, man.
Don't play dumb with me.
It's
like the rice, you know, and a little bit of the meat and stuff. Man. You know, I don't know.
I think I may bypass the Panera and go to Chipotle after we're done with this.
I know, man. I'm fucking getting hungry just talking about it. Especially since it's almost lunchtime here.
Fucking A.
Well, what do you want to do, man? I think we should probably wrap this thing up. You got a busy day here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of shit going on. We had to kind of improvise here. We had some issues last week. You know, guys, we've been trying to hit it every week. We've been trying to stay consistent, and we've done our best. We had a little slip last week, but we're still going to get this one out to you this week so you guys can hear us here. Yeah, fucking crazy, man. It's crazy. May's almost over here. You know, it's almost
May's done. Almost over.
AKA, it's almost time for me to fucking figure out how I'm going to pay rent here, you know? So, yowza.
Well, I heard the massage parlor down the street from you, they need some people to rub and tug.
They need some people to do some mopping in the back room.
Yeah.
Dude, I go by that one over there. They had the scantily dressed girls. Every time I go by there, it's like a fucking truck or a goddamn work van, and I can't see a goddamn thing in there, man.
Are you
serious? What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? How about a Acura NSX pulls in there, huh? So I can get a goddamn view of what's going on. Jesus Christ, give me a little peek.
That situation is so bad in this area.
It's like a big work truck, a van with no windows. You know, the work van with no windows.
I'm surprised.
Throw me a bone here, people.
I'm surprised that like SPD has not just raided all these places yet.
They I don't know. There's definitely some.
It's so fucking.
I can't believe they can still say Oriental Massage, dude. I can't believe they can say that still. They used to have a dressing that I loved, a salad dressing that I loved. It was called Oriental. They don't even do that anymore.
Why?
Because it's fucking racist or whatever. I don't know, but they can still call it an Oriental Rub and Tug, though, which is basically exactly what they're saying. So.
You want the hint up?
Okay, yeah, goddamn it! Now we got to go to Chipotle and the massage parlor after this. Goddamn it! All right, we got to wrap this thing up though. But hey, thank you guys for listening to us. Like I said, we appreciate. We're sorry we had a little bit of issues, but hey, we're working through it, guys. And you know, we're not perfect. Okay, we don't expect that of you either. You want to miss a week here or there? You got things going on. We understand, guys. We get it. People are busy, all right? But don't forget about your friends Slim and Shoddy over here at an Earful in the Emerald City. We appreciate you guys. Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter if you got any suggestions, anything you want us to talk about. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll holler at you next week.